It is time for us to take a look at sports. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, I fell asleep on the Cowboys and Saints games. Dallas won that game 27-17. The only reason Dallas won that game, well, first of all, St. Louis didn't have their starting quarterback, their running back, they're just decimated with injuries. But it was the defense that really provided the win for Dallas. The offense, which has been great all year long, except for the past couple of weeks, still struggling a bit there. So the Cowboys get that win over the Saints last night, 27-17. Now, looking at the schedule for today, no NFL games. Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Giants will be in Miami to take on the Dolphins. At 1 o'clock, the Colts will play the Texans in Texas. 1 o'clock, the Vikings take on the Lions in Detroit. At 1 o'clock, the Eagles take on the Jets at the Meadowlands. At 1 o'clock, the Cardinals take on the Bears in Chicago. Also at 1 o'clock, the Chargers face the Bengals in Cincinnati. The Buccaneers take on the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. 4 o'clock games this Sunday, the Jaguars go and travel to SoFi Stadium to take on the Rams. Also at 4 o'clock, Washington Football Club will take on the Raiders, and that will be in Las Vegas. At 4:25, the Ravens travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. And also at 4:25, the 49ers will take on the Seahawks in Seattle. And the Sunday night game will be the Broncos in Kansas City against the Chiefs. And then Monday night football will feature the Patriots against the Bills. Important game. That's a very important game for the AFC East. Those are the two top teams. So that's a very, very important game. All right. In other sports news, big weekend in college football with lots of great games coming up. Michigan takes on Iowa for the Big Ten Conference Championship game. There's other things happening in college football. There's just amazing. Number one, Georgia is looking to become the top dog over Alabama. Oklahoma State faces Baylor for the Big 12 title. And this all what happens in all these games will decide who the top four is for the NCAA football championship. All right. And, of course, Major League Baseball officially shut down right now. And I've just got a feeling that we'll have another shortened season. They're doing their damnedest to once again turn off the fans. And this is both the players and the owners. I mean, I don't want to hear the owners complain. The owners spent basically the day before the lockout, and the days before the lockout, $3 billion on signing players. $3 billion. Yeah. All right. In the NBA last night, the Bulls defeated the Knicks 119-115. I guess that's the only game we'll talk about. By the way, the Knicks had a player suspended early in the game against the Bulls. And Mike Breen, who's a really pretty calm broadcaster, just had unbelievably pointed comments about the refereeing, calling it horrific officiating. All right, so that's the NBA. Now, let's go to the National Hockey League. And the only team, local team, that was in action, well, if Buffalo's in New York, so we'll mention them, the Panthers over the Sabres, 7-4. In other games that include local teams, The Sharks over the Islanders. The Islanders are 5-10-3 this year. 5-10-3. Can't figure that out. The Bruins downed the Predators 2-0. The Bruins are 12-8. The Predators are not in that bad a shape. 12-10-1. The Devils fell to the Wild. The Devils are now 9-8-4. So those are the games that were played last night. Tonight, locally, the Rangers take on the Sharks at 7 o'clock. The Devils take on the Jets at 8 o'clock. See if there's any more local teams that are playing. Nope, that's it. So that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.